Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
When the play Our Town premiered in Boston before it headed to Broadway in 1938, it tanked. Now, Thornton Wilder's play is a classic. The drama about life, marriage, and death in a quintessential New England town is back in Boston. The Huntington Theater Company's version of the play opens tonight with a large cast, almost exclusively local actors. As WBUR's Andrea Shea reports, director David Cromer is challenging some long-held notions about Our Town.
I know what that is, so that can't get me.
Well, director David Cromer bets his Our Town can. If you're like a lot of people, you probably read the play or maybe even acted in it in high school. It's said to be the most read, most produced play in America. Or maybe you've seen the 1940 film. In it, the all-seeing narrator, called the stage manager, speaks directly to us as he introduces the residents of Grover's Corners, New Hampshire, circa 1901.
There's Mrs. Gibbs coming downstairs to get breakfast. Later on, about 1910, she's going out to visit her daughter Rebecca in Canton, Ohio. Mrs. Gibbs is going to die there. Pneumonia. But she's going to be brought back here, and she's going to be buried in the cemetery right here in our town with a whole mess of Gibbses and Percys.
I kind of like that movie. I think it has some of the edgy spirit of the play.
Edgy isn't in the lineup of adjectives people usually choose to describe Our Town.
Folksy, charming, sleepy, quaint.
Nostalgic is another. The word Cromer strives for is authentic. The 48-year-old's unadorned, updated production digs deep to strip away preconceived notions of Our Town as a well-worn American chestnut. It's a classic tale, though. Boy courts, then marries girl next door in a tight-knit town. Emily Webb and George Gibbs are the high school sweethearts. But then there's Simon Stimpson.
I assure you, Simon Stimpson feels no nostalgia for his time in Grover's Corners. You know, the character Simon Stimpson was profoundly miserable. There's nothing nostalgic about that.
Cromer says Stimpson is the first hint of darkness in Grover's Corners. The choirmaster drinks too much and is not cut out for small town living.
And you really get the heart of Simon in that music. He's expressing his agony and his sadness and his rage.
Nail Naser plays Simon and actually learned the piano for his part in Our Town. The 31-year-old read the play in college but says it didn't speak to him.
I think it was youth. When I got cast in this, I read it again and it broke my heart. And we started rehearsing the play and it became very clear that David Cromer's vision for the play was instantly something that I related to and could appreciate. Even though I'm from Paris, I'm from a big city that's not in America.
Naser's been working in Boston for 12 years. He's one of about 30 local actors in this production.
They know each other.
Director David Cromer says this homegrown casting makes it even more authentic.
They live in a community and they're portraying a community. Now, that's the case with any play, but this play forces you to discuss and think about the really basic dynamics of how people live in a community. And so on a real subliminal level, I think it informs the show.
I mean, I grew up in Scituate, so I feel a real sense of community.
32-year-old Teresa Plain plays Emily in Our Town.
I memorized the play when I was in high school, and so that's been kind of an interesting challenge. I can sort of hear my 17-year-old self sometimes. It's always felt strangely familiar.
Even with that familiarity, Plain says being in Our Town as a grown-up is a little scary.
It's so complicated, and I think that's what I've been learning since rehearsals have started, that I thought I knew this play.
I hate him. I wish I were dead. Papa! Papa!
Emily, don't get upset.
Papa, I don't want to get married.
Shh, shh. Emily, everything's all right.
Tappan Wilder, Thornton Wilder's nephew, rejoices whenever a professional theater stages the play. He's executor of the writer's estate and appreciates Cromer's reinterpretation. He's seen the director's much raved about Our Towns in New York and California, staged in the midst of a recession.
Our Town and all of Thornton Wilder does very well when times are raw, and we live in very raw times. And I think David Cromer is one of those key players who has discovered, you know, the depth and complexity loneliness and all the dark side of our town, as well as the human side, and give it a special life in our time.
And on the play's home turf, New England, in one more bid for authenticity, Cromer cast himself as the controlling stage manager.
In this wedding, I play the minister. That gives me the right to say a few more things about it.
It's pretty clear Cromer feels deeply connected to our town.
One of the reasons it's so produced and one of the reasons it doesn't leave our life is not because, it's fine. It's because it's actually exquisite.
And Cromer says because, like any great piece of writing, our town deals with things that are timeless and just undeniably universal. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
Our Town opens tonight and runs through January 29th. To hear an interview with Thornton Wilder's nephew, Tappan Wilder, tune into Radio Boston at 3 today here on 90.9 WBUR.